Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. The benefits and merits of reciting the Quran al-Karim before sleeping. Sayyiduna Shaddad ibn Aus radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala appoints an angel to protect the person who recites any surah of the Quran al-Karim before going to bed. This angel protects the person till he awakens. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites 40 verses of the Quran al-Majid at night will not be counted amongst the ghafilin, that is the negligent servants. And whoever reads 100 verses will be counted amongst the qanitin, those who exert themselves in the devotion of Allah Ta'ala. A narration of the Mustadrak of Imam Hakim Rahmatullah Ali states that even if a person reads 10 verses, he will not be regarded amongst the ghafilin, that is the negligent servants. Last verses of Surah Al-Hashr. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed a person to read the closing verses of Surah Al-Hashr before sleeping. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed him that if he passed away on that night, he would either attain the reward of a martyr or he will enter Jannah directly. Protection from shaitan with the last verses of Surah Baqarah. Imam Shabi Rahmatullah Ali narrates, Sayyiduna Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Shaitan will not enter the home of that person for 3 days who reads 10 verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. The 10 verses include Ayatul Kursi, the subsequent 2 verses, and the last 3 verses of the Surah. Other narrations state the opening verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, that is from Alif Lam Mim, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Another narration of Sayyiduna Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that whoever reads the above mentioned verses at bedtime will not forget the Qur'an al-Kareem. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I cannot understand how any intelligent person could go to bed without reciting the last 3 verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.